Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Peace.
There he goes. The woman of the hour, Diane. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Diane. What's going on?
Wait a minute. Are you on speakerphone?
Oh, God.
I'll get in trouble. What?
And you can't, Diane. Diane.
Oh, I'm
you can't
sorry.
Curse.
You say bad words all the time. I don't know why I say
please.
The S word.
You can't say the S word. I told you so many times you can't say the S word. We've gone over the words you can and can't say. I don't remember.
What bad words can you say?
Pretty much any of George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on television. That routine would be a good place to start. Don't use
all
any
right,
of those
All right, I'll
words.
Look it up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Right.
But please don't do it again. Because I do want to talk to you. Diane, I relish this opportunity. Let me tell you why. Because a lot of people hate you. Have a deep, deep hatred. I see the social media. A lot of people feel like me, some, maybe not a lot. I don't know what the majority is, but I like you. I think you're funny, and I think you're crazy, and I think you are a character on the show. And I wish that Johnny was a little more patient with you, because I feel like it takes a little bit to get some things out of you. And by the time we finally get something juicy, he's done with you. And he's just, I could just tell he doesn't want you on the phone anymore. But I'm a little more patient, I think.
You are. But juicy to him is all about SEX.
That's good stuff. I mean, like, we got out with it. Your roommate shot you or shot at you. You got boat man, you got bike man, you're driving drunk, you're stealing vacuum. I mean, there's just so many good things that eventually come out, but you are, it takes a while. You're not, usually when people drink, they tend to be a little loose in the lips, and you tend to tighten up for some reason when you drink. I don't know why, except with curse words, you let them fly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So I heard a man in the background. Who was that?
Bike man.
Bike man is back. Now, has he heard the story about your voyage to Minneapolis to visit Boatman?
He drove me to the airport.
Oh, God. Okay. And you told him, I'm going to go bang Boatman and I'll come back and then you can bang me.
Yes.
Terrific. Okay. And he's cool with that?
Boatman, bike man, are you cool with that?
He can overlook it.
Man, you must be a maniac in the sack if men are willing to overlook this thing here with the other man.
She is.
Listen.
Yeah.
Boatman's out of the picture.
Yeah, but he'll be back. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he'll be back. Yeah.
No, he won't.
Yeah, see,
no,
Boatman knows,
know.
Or Bike Man knows. Sorry.
Fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, now, why don't we just turn this into some sort of three-way scenario where you can kind of get both, maybe Eiffel Towered, something like that, with Boat and Bike Man at the same time. Do you think Bike Man would maybe allow that or be into it, maybe?
He would allow it, but Boat Man won't.
Boat Man will not do it. Okay, so we just got to convince Boat Man. Bike Man, you're cool with that? You're on speakerphone.
I'm good.
You would Eiffel Tower with Boatman, given the opportunity. Please, Diane, you got to tell him not to curse.
Oh, no. You can't curse.
You're going to get me fired, Boatman, whichever one you are.
We got in a big fight when we got there. I got there. We got in a big fight. I was going to say the whole week, but I came home early.
I know. Please don't tell me a story again.
Okay. All right. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. But I don't know if he'd... I don't know if... bike man, I'm trying to get the B's right here. Bike man understands what I mean by the Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower means one guy gets in the front and gets the mouth, and then the other guy on the other side gets the backside, either the butt or the other hole.
Why do you call it the Eiffel Tower?
I'm not down with that.
Why not?
I don't want I don't. I'm not down with it. He might be down with
it. I did it when I was younger, but.
Diane's telling him to hush. Well, good. I mean, I think you should open the door at least to the possibility of this scenario, because I think it could be magical, frankly.
Well, Boatman wouldn't go for it.
Well, I think give him a little sweet talk, you know, because he's going to be back. He's going to miss you, at least smack you around a little bit. He's going to be like, man, I miss that punching bag. What can I do to get her back? And then you could say, listen, what I want is the Eiffel Tower with you and Bike Man. And then you just make it happen. Now, can I ask Bike Man? Now, I know you don't want to do this necessarily, but I'm just asking which side would you want? Would you want the mouth or the backside in this scenario?
Me or him?
I'm asking Bike Man.
Which do you want, the mouth or the butt?
Yeah.
From the back.
From the back.
No, but do you want the mouth or the butt?
He said he wants the butt. Diane, you can't use this word.
No,
he doesn't want that. He just, like,
from the back, yeah.
Turn me over, and you know what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. And I'd like you to know that please don't use any. You got to be careful with your language here. I know it's hard.
I'm so sorry.
Follow my lead, okay?
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Bike Man. I know that you don't want to do this. I'm saying, like, if there's a gun to your head, Diane's put a gun to your head and say, I'm going to make you do this, Bike Man, or I'm going to blow your head off, okay? Now, what would you prefer, given the opportunity where you had to stare Boatman in the eye, you know, while this was happening? Would you rather get the mouth side of Diane or the back side of Diane?
What do you want?
I've lived a full life. I'm 60 years old, and I'll take the gun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's not really how the game is played, but I guess you're playing by the rules, so you would just blow your own head off. All right. Fair enough. Well, that was fun. See, I think that was a good call, Diane.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm back early.
Yeah, I know. We talked to you the other night.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a good trip, but I did get a job, so it's okay.
What's your job?
Well, I'm in the nursing field, but because I broke my leg, if you remember, I can't do my normal job because I can't lift people, push them around, all that stuff yet. So they gave me an easier client that's not that difficult, right?
Uh-huh. Okay, good. But, so you got another person to look after in your wheelchair.
Yep.
Do you have a nurse for your injury? And then you're also nursing someone?
She has me.
He does everything.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, Bike Man's nice. And he's poor, right? That's the thing. Boatman has money. Bike Man doesn't have as much money.
Yeah.
Correct.
Go ahead and marry the car of money.
Yeah. Hey, Bike Man, do you think you could beat up Boatman in a fight?
Easy.
What's Diane? Can you describe what do you think his height and weight is of each of these men?
They're not big. They're not huge people.
Yeah, I'm just you know. Can you?
I would say 5'10", 160 pounds.
And this is Bike Man.
Both of them.
Oh, both of them are the same height. Oh, I would love to see them square off. Diane, you have to call me when this eventually ends up into some sort of cops scenario where they're both fighting for your love in some sort of lover's duel to win the hand of Diane once and for all. That's going to be great.
I've never heard square off in a long time, Will.
You're welcome. I'm happy to do that for you.
I told you before. Now, Johnny doesn't like me, but we've gotten over our differences. You know, I told him I only call in when he's not there.
Yeah. Well, you call in when he's there all the time. That's fine, though. I mean, you know.
Well, you're not nicer.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like I said, I just wish he was a little more patient because I feel like you're gold. But, you know, I want to see if anybody wants to answer on Twitter what they think of Diane, if we should cut you loose or not, because I think some people want us to not take your call ever again, believe it or not, Diane.
I don't care.
Oh, I know you don't. I thought you might be surprised to hear that because you are a national treasure.
They should be happy that I call and entertain them.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what are you drinking tonight? How many drinks have you had?
She's had very little.
Very little. Oh.
How much is that?
I don't know. Honey, go get me a drink.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way, Diane. I appreciate your call. No, it's good to talk to you.
No, I didn't drink a lot. No, I'm not drinking a lot. I just have fun. You know what? Life sucks. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And I take care of sick people that are dying, okay? Uh-huh. I work for hospice.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that's not easy.
No.
Okay, so guess what? If I want to come home and get a little, you know what I mean,
yeah,
fun.
Get a little litty. I'm all about that.
Well, because you are fun. You are funny.
Yeah.
Johnny's funny, even though he ticks me off.
That one's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I enjoy the show, and I've told you this before. You're the only show I listen to.
Well, you should listen to all the shows, because you heard Marco earlier. He works for another dang station, and he can't keep off the bone. All the shows are great.
Well, I tune in, you know, here and there, but you guys, I look forward to.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that, and I enjoy talking to you. I don't know. I don't think Johnny does.
Thank you, girl.
Well, we'll figure it out.
You got a girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Really? Let's hear about that.
See, you don't need. Are you hitting on me, Diane? I can't be your third. I can't do it.
No,
I don't think I have it in me.
No, but you want to know all about me and my stuff. Well, what about you?
Do you think that I could beat up Bike Man in a fight?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
I challenge Bike Man to a fight.
Pippin would get involved.
Oh yeah, he'd get my back. I think Pippin. Bike Man.
Yeah. Well, anyway, no, but I'm way too old for you. You wouldn't like me, but anyway.
You know, I'm open-minded. We'll see.
You've seen pictures of me, haven't you?
Yeah. I think I would take the mouth, Diane, if I'm being honest. In
me
the
too.
Eiffel Tower situation. Yeah, that's
me
good.
Too.
You're good at that?
Yep.
Nice.
So what's your girlfriend's name?